There we go.
Right.
There we go.
Okay, great. So the meeting called to order at 4 o'clock, and then I will call roll call. Ann Chandler,
Here.
Ryan Johnson,
Here.
Kevin Kelsey,
Here.
Kevin Latos,
Here.
Christy Lair. Oh, I didn't hear you, Christy. If you, I see you.
Here.
Okay, there you go. And then I have myself, Karen Bounds, and Tracy Wadsworth is on the line. She's our new senior accountant, so she is sitting in on the meeting.
Great. Welcome, Tracy. All right. Moving on, do we have any public comment? Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion to approve the minutes from the October 9th, 2023 meeting.
Mrs. Ryan, so moved.
Thank you, Ryan. Do we have a second?
This is Christy. I'll second.
Thank you, Christy. Roll call, please.
Ann Chandler.
No.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Christy Lear.
Yes. Okay.
Motion carried. Looks like we don't have any unfinished business. So let's move on to acceptance of the 2023 bills.
I have some questions.
Okay.
A couple of quick ones on the, I noticed we're paying a consultant for this automatic handler over $6,000, and I reached out with a question on that. And apparently last year we spent $9,000 on a consultant, and that consultant, if memory serves me, came up with it would cost approximately $1 million and it would take 13 years to pay for itself. And as part of that, we were to sorters, we're going to move more to full time. But then Leslie said this year we're going to spend, it's projected to spend over 18,000 for this consultant. This would be a total of 28,000 when the board hasn't decided if we're even going to pursue the project. And then it's my understanding that the membership, they had a team or a committee for this who had said there were two choices, either drop it or let the board decide if we were going to pursue it or not. So I'm wondering why we're spending all this money when the board hasn't even decided to pursue, especially after the last one who said it'd be about $1 million. And we've spent 9,000. And don't we have a person that goes and seeks out bids?
So the 9,000 the previous year was a request for information that we had contracted Greg Pronovitz. He is our consultant that we've been working with. I believe it was the Massachusetts Library System he was with. He was Rails consultant on theirs. He's very familiar with these machines and the ins and benefits of them with libraries and the details of what they he's done this before with other library systems. So he was probably the most familiar person that we had that could go through this project with us. And again, he went through it with Rails. So we had done the request for information, and when we did that, that was just kind of a discovery phase. We did have a working group with the included libraries. We did go visit locations that had AMHS systems. To get more information to see if that process was what we've been told by vendors, what we thought maybe that was how it worked, just confirming some things for us to be able to ask those locations more questions about their machine, and their process, what that did for maybe efficiency purposes and things like that from before till they implemented the machine. And so we went through that process. When we did that process, it was just to evaluate what that machine would look like at the Edwardsville location. Because we thought, at that time, Edwardsville and Champaign had very similar numbers of circulation going through those hubs. It's been more discovered lately. Edwardsville has more numbers than all locations. So Obviously, Carbondale would be a very less, you know, needed machine than what it would be at Edwardsville or Champaign. But we didn't have solid numbers. That was just an estimate that we used. And the return on investment was a little over 6 years, actually. It wasn't 13 years. So when we, and we just did those as a rough estimate that, you know, we don't have numbers exactly for Champaign. We don't have numbers for Edwardsville. These were estimates that the vendors were giving us because they can't give us solid numbers till we get the request for a proposal. So, you know, we did go forward. This was in the budget, was in the budgeted narrative that we were going to get a consultant for this. So we did proceed with that. You know, it was improved in the budget. I'm sorry if it wasn't more clear that that's what our next process or next step was, but this is just it, this is not something that's gonna, we are doing a request for a proposal, so that means we are buying this machine. We're doing the request for a proposal to get more information, to get solid numbers, to do some more analyzation, to get you know, some accurate return on investment numbers to help us determine what our next step, if we're going to accept that or if we're going to forget it. You know, like we said, Rails went through this. Rails was much different, or is much different than us. So that machine, what that's going to do is take, since we have just Polaris and the majority of our libraries are in share, it's going to work better for us than it would, you know, it's going to work like a library uses it, you know, because they're on one system. Where Rails has many LSAPs on different ILS systems, they would have to change softwares through sorts, where we don't have to do that. We would just be using the one software, and it would maybe sort three times, but it's not going to be three times per each ILS software that we'd have to run it through. So it's, you know, it would work better for us than Rails. So that's maybe where, you know, if you've heard that they didn't go with it, that's one of the reasons why they didn't go with it. It wasn't going to work out well for them because of that one, you know, that issue there. I think they were also looking into, if I heard correctly, outsourcing some other things, and that didn't work out, I think, when they got some numbers back. But like I said, ours would work well because we have that one system. We would have to do manual sorts still on the libraries that aren't in share, but you know, what we've seen, what we would expect is that it would save a library's time. I know we're going to have the barcoding situation, but that's all still in this determination phase too. But they wouldn't need the, you know, eventually what our hope is by using this machine, they wouldn't need in transit receipt printer, you know, paper. And that's a large cost. I know Hainer, director, was with us at one of the locations, and she said to me that would save her library tons of work, you know, a lot of money, because they have branches. So they were spitting out every time they did an in transit, it was for all three branches, you know, because they didn't want to take the time to select which one exactly. So they would just let it print. But she, you know, so there are benefits and there are more information we need to make this determination. But that's why we're paying somebody who's knowledgeable about this product and about the process in libraries to work with us with it.
Well, so, and if we take over Aspen, will that, if a lot of the libraries go to Aspen, will that change that aspect?
No, because no. Aspen's just a search. I know, Ryan, you may be more familiar with that, but that's more of like a discovery layer for patrons to search and bring up their what they're searching for in a quicker manner or more at a view, you know.
Aspen is just a better version of the catalog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Then I don't know of any libraries that have any complaints about, you know, share and receiving the books. I think it's one of the greatest programs IHLS has for all libraries. So I don't know. I just think it's 28,000 is a lot to pay for discovery. without the board deciding which way they're going.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'd rather spend $28,000 to have somebody tell me this is a bad idea. You know, it's money well spent if it makes the situation really clear. If he says, you know, this is obvious, here's how you're going to save money, you're going to reduce the transit time. If that all happens, great. Mm-hmm. It's money well spent. But I'd sure like to know what like to see the deliverables. You know, I'd love to know what they actually say, the nitty gritty of it, because I said it last week, I'm just not convinced at all.
Yeah. And I would expect we would have a very full detail report when we get done with this. We will, you know, and he's, you know, this, the fee for him with the RFP is also to travel to this area, to come to all of our locations, to meet with vendors that they come here to. And, you know, so it's going to be a very thorough, you know, he's going to really not just sit halfway across the country and determine what we need. He's going to be a more hands-on at the locations, talking to vendors. And I think it's worth the cost that we are paying him to do that, because he's familiar with this, and he will be able to ask the questions we need asked and get the information that we need in order for us to keep, you know, to sharpen our analysis, to get a better ROI number, to make that determination what we want to do going forward.
And that's that's the key, is tell me, don't just give me a payback, but tell me where that money's coming from, because that's it's $1 million over 6 years, that's 60 grand. Mm-hmm. I don't know where 60 grand is going to come from. I just see it. So that's where I'm coming from. Just I'm a dollars guy. I want to know how the dollars are spent.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll make sure we have some more detail then as far as what that savings is coming from in detail when we present to.
I'm assuming there'd be labor costs that are saved long term, right?
There is. So it's still going to take labor, obviously. This machine, you know, it's estimated when we were at St. Louis County Library, you know, I've talked to the people from a few of the vendors before about this. And, you know, when discussions started way back when Susan Palmer was here, she was the previous operations director, and this was her dream of getting this, just because there was, you know, there's issues, you know, of course, you know, with staffing, and there's things that this could solve. And, you know, she's seen the big picture, and, you know, that number, I was always like, no way, you know, not happening. And she, you know, when things started changing as far as even workforce and retention and different things, it's like, how do we solve these issues that we're having? And so when we started looking into it, they said it could soar, you know, I think up to like 3,000 now. I think 2,500 to 3,000 items per hour. When we talked to St. Louis Public, I think, or St. Louis County, they had told me, I think their top end was like 2,500 per hour, which would, you know, that's, you would have to time it, you know, when the trucks or vans came in, start the process there. And it's a process, you know, and it would take coordination of all of it, but you would still have somebody manning that machine the whole time, if not two people, but we wouldn't have six, you know, any longer here, you know? So yes, there would be a reduction in staff. But
before layoffs, or would you just,
well, our hope would be, this would be through natural attrition, because it happens anyway. And if we had to rehire, even if it happens before we get anything in place, maybe we're hiring known as a temporary position, you know, or they know that ahead of time. You know, we know we have long-term staff in some of those positions, and more than likely we're going to need people. those might be the people that are going to continue on with us, where others, we have college students, a lot of college students here in Edwardsville. We know that their plan is not, of course, to stay as a sorter after they get done with college in a, you know, year or 2 years. You know, that's not their plan. So it's going to happen. It's just, how do we make that? Because we don't want to force layoffs or anything like that. But how can we time it if it does happen, if that decision is made? How do we make it, you know, work out to where it naturally happens and we don't replace, or if we had to replace, it's replacing with that upfront transparency that this is a temporary position or something.
One thing I had read, and I don't have facts, but they were saying with, if there were breakdowns with these machines, that they were extremely expensive to repair. So maybe some ideas along that line as well.
We've looked at that too. They do have maintenance plans and they are expensive. Now, when we went up to Decatur, they ended up just foregoing their maintenance plan and their staff took care of it. There's a lot of, again, that's where somebody who's running the machine is going to have to clean, you know, sensors are going to have to know to watch for things, but that machine gives alerts when there's something happening. Some, you know, it stops altogether if something needs to be addressed. But most of the things they did there on site and they repaired themselves. A few times they had to call and, you know, their vendor, and they repair, you know, walk them through it sometimes. You know, it was not, they didn't act like it was that big of an issue that they've had since they had their machine, which had been several years. So of course we're gonna have a bigger machine, you know, at like Edwardsville and Champaign than they had, but that is something we have taken into consideration, and we will further in this next step too, is any kind of repair or maintenance fees.
I just have one other question on all these office chairs. You said this was a down for that. For these,
yes,
28 office chairs. So mm-hmm. I have a question on how 28 chairs aged out, but I'm also curious as to what the total cost of these chairs will be. And then,
so I forgot what they ran. We did get bids on all of them. Color Art was the cheapest, so we went with them. They require that 60% down in order to order, special order those chairs. So these were all staff that had not had one replaced, like during our remodel here in Edwardsville. So this had been several years since we had any other office chairs replaced. So we didn't really want to go much longer without, you know, having some staff that had new chairs while other staff had old chairs when they needed to be replaced. So let me see if I could tell you exactly what that per chair cost is. But these chairs are designed to be sit in for this length of time. They're not what you'd find at maybe Office Depot or something like that. They're made to be sitting in for 8 hours a day. They do have a warranty, and Color Art does handle any kind of fix, you know, will come to the location and repair anything that's needed. And let me see here.
I just wondered, because it seemed like a lot of chairs aging out at the same time. So, and you did your bid, so.
Find it.
Yeah, I'll just say this. My daughter is an interior designer for Carl Hospital. She is known as the chair lady.
I know, so there was a couple of different chairs. Some were like
shorter than you think.
Bigger, some were just, you know, different sizes, but to accommodate any staff member, but they, I can give you what about the average they were.
Yeah, I just had to get one. They just gave me one for my at work, and it was like $300 chair. And it's nothing fancy.
So they ran anywhere from about $440 to $478 per chair.
That's really good. But yeah, it depends on what usable life is. But I know she spent a lot more than that on her chairs. A lot more.
I don't have problems with replacing chairs. I would just think there would be some kind of rotation or something like that. so you aren't buying so many. Because chairs can make a definite difference.
Does anybody in backs hear and everything else. Me?
And it can also become an OSHA if you're not careful, if you let them go too long.
Okay, hold on.
He says as he adjusts in his own chair.
I have to turn that off. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we could always hear you. You can't hear us.
Yeah, my headphones do that occasionally, so I'm sorry about that. And I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Thank you for the information.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the bills as presented.
This is Ryan. So moved.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Kevin. Roll call, please.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey?
Yes.
Kevin Latos?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, motion carried. The financial reports, Rhonda, did you want to go through some of the
sure.
details on those?
I know I mentioned the other night for September's report, we hadn't received any funding. That was still true all the way through October's, but as far as October's reporting, it doesn't show any funding received for the System Area per capita grant, the OCLC, or the Library Trustee Training Grant. But I am hopeful we'll see that this month. Like I said, I did get notice from the Illinois State Library last month that we should see some significant funds for the System Area per capita grant coming soon. The OCLC first half of that funding was supposed to be issued after the 15th of this month. And the Library Trustee Training Grant is a reimbursement, and that was given notice in the first quarter grant report of the amount that we requested to be reimbursed. So we should be seeing that. Usually that takes at least 30 days. So I'm hopeful by the end of the month we have some funding in all three of those funds. And so, but everything else is looking really well. The general fund expenditures are under budget by 7.1%. And then share, it's still a little bit over budget. Like I've mentioned, it usually is through the first half of the year till it catches up after those large expenditures. And so that amount is, I'll tell you real quick here. I can flip to the right page. Let me get through here real quick. Sorry about that. But yeah, shares expenditures are over budget by 19.3%. So it's starting to come down each month, but it'll probably be after the first of the year before we see that they start going under budget. As far as share in their revenues, we billed out $1,417,548.81 to date. And that's 91.2% of the projected revenue budget for that fees for services and materials. And we've collected 97.3%. So our collections has been really good this year with share and their annual fees. And then as far as the cash balances go, the general fund cash balance would last us 10.3 months. And with it supporting OCLC and Library Trustee Training Grant, it would last 9.5 months. And it's just a little under $4.2 million balance right now. And then the share, their total operating cash of $1,689,889.20 would fund them 9.3 months. So that's just a little bit over this fiscal year's time. If we count that as of the end of October, it's a little over a month that they'd start going into the next year. So far they're projecting. So, and then the budget amendment was approved at the board meeting the other night to move the money from general to the capital of the surplus of funds from the fiscal year 23 audit in general. So we have, that is reflected in the statement budget amounts this month, but I have not moved that money, and I won't until we receive some system area per capita grant money. So once I get some of that funding, I will move that money over to capital projects. Does anybody have any questions for me on that? Any of those statements? I will be out at this board meeting. My daughter's getting married at that following weekend. So yeah, so I, if anyone has any questions prior to the meeting, if you want to try to get those to us and we can get those answered ahead of time, that would be great. So, all right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Rhonda. I'd entertain a motion to approve the financial report.
I'll make it.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Do we have a second?
This is Chris.
All right, Kevin. Roll call, please.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey. Yes. Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Christy Lear.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Motion carried. Any more public comment? No announcements. So we need a motion to adjourn, please. Thanks, Ryan. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Christy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Thanks for having
me. Bye.
Bye.